bring Rob back on. For me, this whole experience of law, legal stuff, and all these stories is a big portion of so many other things that I've researched, which I'm sure you have. And it's kind of inevitable in the times that we're going through right now, because we have such access to all this information. There is no avoiding it, but you can still, if you will. But even if you don't, you come in a position where if you don't go through a certain process with yourself, then it just becomes information. And it becomes even harder to deal with it than just everyday life as other people go about it. So it's really all about what you go through. And for one thing that I've noticed about this movement is, regardless of who it is that's saying what I've recognized personally, which is really what is the most important factor, is that for once in the history of man, we have the option to look at, let's call it a revolution, a renaissance, a change, some kind of awakening, something that's going to, you know, turn the wheels around. For once, that sort of revolution, let's call it, we have the opportunity for one to come, but for one to be peaceful, for once in the history of man. And for me personally, that's really the focus that's kept me going. And especially being someone who has already noticed ever since I was a child that whatever's out there, whatever I'm being told is out there, is half of what it is, and there is a bullshit aspect. But as I came into this movement and learned all this information, it sort of brought a greater perspective of the foundation that's supporting all this bullshit. And it's really helped me go through a personal healing process, because as much as I can observe it, I can also understand it. And that's the beginning of everything that will come afterwards. And that's thanks to people like Rob and everybody else. And all of you who show up here today and whatever's going to happen. So thank you very much. And Rob is going to...
Yeah! Nice work. Thank you, Emmanuel. He's such a nice guy to me. So do we have a nice little break?
Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone pee?
Nope.
No. Tell you about my trip here. I just left the chair. Where's my chair?
Yeah, that's
a throne. That's my throne. If there was a hole in it, no, I'll continue. So I'll tell you a little bit. Everyone continue there? Chatty Cathy back there. Hi. Hello.
People.
Hi. Did you want to get on stage?
I guess I could say something quickly.
Come on up, I knew you wanted to.
Of course I want you to.
All right.
You know, I made a cardinal mistake as a performer bringing her up on stage, because you never have an opener who's better looking than you. And never bring an opener who sings if you don't.
How can I not love it?
Sonia, folks.
Thank you. So, all right, I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting there, I hear these, I understand, you know, you're saying from Jesus was a free man. I like that part. I've heard that before, too. I read the Bible, and I was like, yeah, he was a free man. And when he went in court, we wouldn't give his name, you know, we wouldn't identify himself as. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He was, like, waiting from outside the Israeli kitchen. So I got crucified, though, so it makes me a little nervous, you know. But, I listen to this, and it's, I have like these alter egos, you know. Sometimes they come out on you, and they just come out here and there. I go, yeah, you know, I'm turning into Anita, or I'm turning into, you know, these other people live inside me. And as I was sitting there, Esther Birnbaum started to come up. Esther Birnbaum has a lot of problems. This gives me a lot of anxiety. Let's think of this man, Robert something, of the family, I don't know. Anyway, he's telling me now I'm an employee of this corporation. They're going to come and bring me a uniform. I'm not allowed to grow vegetables. They're going to check my fire alarm and look in my drawer and all these terrible things that they're going to do. I don't know. But if I'm supposed to get out of the system somehow, and then I'm supposed to get some money. That's a good thing. Always good to have.